This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 19th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Just 24 hours before its deadline, the Government Accountability Office ruled yesterday to uphold Boeing's challenge of an Air Force decision to award a contract for a new aerial refueling tanker to Northrop Grumman. The GAO rejected some portions of Boeing's protest, but agreed with the major issue, that the Air Force changed the rules in the middle of the game. Boeing had complained that its bid was clearly better matched to what the Air Force asked for, but it lost out to Northrop's larger, heavier aircraft, which outperformed Boeing's in areas the Air Force had said were low priorities. The GAO recommends the Air Force reopen discussions with the offerors, obtain revised proposals, and make a new source selection decision consistent with the GAO's decision. By statute, the Air Force is given 60 days to inform the GAO of the Air Force's actions in response to recommendations. Even as the last few days tick down to full insolvency proceedings in the German courts, the administrator for bankrupt T-Alert Aircraft Engines says the company is back open for business and able to supply large numbers of complete engines and parts. Production had stopped in April after questionable financial reporting by company founder Frank T-Alert resulted in a cash flow crisis. Dr. Bruno Kebler was named the provisional insolvency administrator. Kebler says T-Alert is ready to resume production, and he's commissioned an audit for the process of recruiting investors. Next week, Kebler says he plans to approach more than 50 prospective buyers for the company. New York Senator Charles Schumer has joined with the airlines and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to fight Department of Transportation flight caps and slot auctions at three New York City area airports. On Wednesday, Schumer, a Democrat, slammed the DOT's proposed experiment as based on ideological market-based theory trumpeted by the Bush administration. Quote, "Instead of upgrading decades-old technology and hiring an adequate number of controllers, the DOT continues to miss the point. To make matters worse, the FAA's treatment of controllers has led to an unprecedented rash of retirements, thus compounding the problem," unquote. DOT spokesman Brian Termail called Schumer out on the senator's earlier refusal to support FAA reauthorization. Quote, "It is tempting to imagine how much better air travel may have been last year had the senator demonstrated the same enthusiasm 17 months ago for our proposal to improve the nation's aviation network as he does now in supporting higher fares, poorer service, and less competition," unquote. Meanwhile, another highly regarded customer satisfaction survey has documented the decline of the airline passenger experience. In its annual survey of overall customer satisfaction with U.S. domestic carriers, J.D. Power and Associates found passengers' opinions of airlines fell to their lowest levels in 3 years. That's not news, but this is. Higher fares and the new charges popping up are not driving the declining perception. New Mexico Business Weekly reports travelers pointed mostly to shoddy customer service, not high fares, when explaining their dissatisfaction. For the third consecutive year, flyers in the low-cost segment rated JetBlue the best and Southwest in second place. Among legacy carriers, Continental and Alaska led the rankings. U.S. Airways, Northwest, and United were at the bottom. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. NTSB blames a 2007 overrun partly on pilot fatigue. Northwest announces its second cut in capacity in 2 months. And Alenia's first C-27J Spartan makes its maiden flight. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear excerpts from Newt Gingrich's speech at the Aircraft Electronics Association's annual convention in April. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.